People around the world have been marking the first anniversary of the tsunami disaster in Southeast Asia. Here in the Czech Republic, 8 families recalled the loss of loved ones, and many others said a silent prayer for the thousands of victims who lost their lives in the disaster. Also being remembered at the moment is the great charity shown by Czechs following the terrible disaster. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
It is hard to believe that it is now 1 year since news of the tsunami disaster sent shockwaves around the world. The estimated death toll eventually rose to 217,000 people. Hundreds of thousands were left homeless. The news sparked a wave of solidarity here in the Czech Republic, and people responded with greater generosity than ever before, collecting over 360 million crowns, close to $15 million, in public donations. Another 200 million, that's around $9 million, came from the Czech government. Close to a dozen charities and NGOs were actively involved in providing emergency aid and later rebuilding the tsunami-ravaged areas. The Czech Catholic Charity is helping out in Indonesia, India and Sri Lanka, having sent out its own missionaries and experts to coordinate projects. Vojtěch Rálek tells us what they've been doing over the past year and what still lies ahead.
In Sri Lanka, we have several projects. Psychosocial project that is realized with a local organization. Approximately 30 field workers are helping in the refugee camps and villages, people to overcome trauma and to arrange different things like some confirmation from the authorities, etc., etc. On the other hand, we are also active in building a so-called green belt, that is environmental project that should protect villages and coast against future natural disasters. It means that we are building this belt with trees, so that trees should protect the coast. And I would like also to mention one very special project, which is called Beach Session. People after the tsunami disaster feared, and they don't want to return to the sea. So we have organized so-called beach session to attract them again, and we have prepared different competitions and theater performances for the people from the villages so that the people can be back on a beach and they lose their fear.
Well, it's now a year since it happened. Have you concluded this, or is it still going on?
No. We have already concluded the first phase. But now we are starting the development phase. So we're expecting that we will still be there for 2 or 3 years, mainly in Indonesia, where we have some livelihood projects helping fishermen and agricultural villages. We organize leisure time activities for children in refugee camps. That's quite interesting. It's traditional Aceh dances lessons for children, and it also aims at the preservation of local traditional culture. And maybe, which is quite interesting, we are trying to utilize newly emerged lagoons, and we are building their fish and shrimp farms.
Vojtěch Rálek of the Czech Catholic Charity there reporting on some of the aid projects still underway in Southeast Asia. Due to the generosity of public donations, several Czech charities have been able to extend their work in the area from the originally planned 12 months to 2 or even 3 years.
Thanks, Daniela, for that report.